RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little about life and death. I guess it matters a little bit to each of us. Well, what countries have the healthiest lives? Let's say, what countries do people have the greatest longevity? Well, as you might expect, Japan leads. It's 74 and a half years. But that actually is increasing a little bit. Followed by Australia, France, Sweden, Spain, some of the European countries, etc. But where does America fall? 24th. 24th in terms of life expectation. And it's kind of strange because you think of us having every opportunity in the world. So I decided to look at what are the 15 most common causes of death, the leading causes of death in the United States. And I thought I'd run by them, tell you why they happen, and then look at what we can do to modify those and avoid them. Leading, of course, is heart disease. Second is cancer, stroke, chronic obstructive lung disease, accidents, Alzheimer's, diabetes, influenza and pneumonia, kidney disease or nephritis, septicemia, also called blood poisoning. Number 11 is suicide. 12 is liver. 13, renal and hypertension and high blood pressure in general. 14 is Parkinson's. And 15 is homicide. You will note that suicide is more frequent in America than homicide. So going back to the first one, heart disease. It has actually dropped since 1980. And there are reasons for that. And that is that the money used and collected by the American Heart Association and other research facilities has put that money into prevention, looking at the risk factors, treating the risk factors, and reducing the chance of an arrhythmia, heart attack, and death. The money placed in many of the cancer funds has been placed in end-of-life strategies. So the reduction in death rate of all cancers is about 8%, not including skin cancer, whereas the reduction in heart disease was about 30% because of putting the money in prevention. Number two is cancer, because there are so many different kinds. It's insidious because it's inflammatory in nature. The tumor cells produce proteins that lull your white blood cells asleep so they don't realize that they are not normal tissue. And there's now a new immunoglobulin type of thing and a altered genetic RNA material that is given as an infusion that wakes up your own lymphatic system, your own immune system, to fight the tumor itself. So we're starting to move beyond chemotherapy and into the realm of genetic manipulation of tumors, which has already taken something like multiple myeloma and made it a treatable and potentially curable disease. Number three is stroke. Stroke, you don't know you have it until you have it, because often there's not a lot of warning. If somebody's lucky and have a transient ischemic attack or a tremor or temporarily lose speech or sensation, that may be a clue. I'm probably a little OCD. Every couple years, I get a brain, thorax, and abdomen MRI. So I'm sort of looking at all this stuff every couple years, at least to reduce the chances, but also to recognize it early. Number four is chronic obstructive lung disease. It may be occupational. It may be from smoking. It may be from a lot of sources. Chronic infections, chronic asthma, when the alveoli start blowing out, in a sense, that they don't have a lot of surface to transfer and transform the oxygen in the hemoglobin and give you breathing sense. And what happens, people have a larger chest and less volume, etc. So one of the things I always recommend is every morning in the shower or whenever doing your exercises, take a couple good deep breaths, and if you have to cough out some sputum, that's good because you're clearing the pathways. Number five is accidents. Well, accidents sort of speak for themselves. Things you can't really plan on, or can we? But we'll come back to that. Number six, Alzheimer's has climbed up the ladder, sort of out of nowhere since the 1960s. 1960, we called it organic mental syndrome, or people just aging. But it has become exponential, and it may be multi-system. It's in the eyes, it's in the liver, etc. And the way people die from Alzheimer's is they either forget or don't care to eat, or they're unable to swallow. And the other life-saving technologies using infusions directly into the stomach or IV supplementation are not going to last that long. Number seven is diabetes, which is actually a confluence of so many things because it's the retina, it's the kidneys, it's the neuropathy, it's the heart disease, etc. The life expectancy of people who are type 2 diabetics is reduced up to 10 years, but that's only those who don't take it seriously, who let the sugars go up and down and destroy the blood vessels. These people get metabolic syndrome, increased blood pressure, cholesterol, obesity, sleep apnea. So diabetes is really a blanket for so many things, but it's really manageable. Take the fact that type 1 diabetics can live a normal life if they take care of their blood sugar, because insulin is one of the best and safest drugs. Number 8 is influenza and pneumonia, and that's what happens is the lungs get clogged, poor oxygen transfer, etc. And post-operative people don't blow out the little gizmo you're given to help recover lung volume, or people don't sit up, or they aspirate. And that's how pneumonia has come up. Influenza causes pneumonia because it involves the upper respiratory tract. Kidney disease, high blood pressure, strokes, all of these things are related to the circulation of the kidneys and the narrowing of the arteries. Septicemia is number 10, blood poisoning from the lungs, skin, IVs that are left in too long, bladder, kidney, etc. So actually a kidney infection could do this to you. Suicide, although it's decreased a little bit after 2000, is still there. And it tends to be Northern Alaskan, Native Americans, and whites have the highest percentages. And it's the third leading cause of death in young people between the age of 10 and 24. Liver disease is usually not primary, but can be cirrhosis, infection, hepatitis A, B, and C. 13, hypertension. 14, Parkinson's. 15, homicide. We're 85th in the world in homicide. Japan is the least likely to have it. Maybe that's why they live so long. So what's important to know is all of these things, except for homicide, are perhaps preventable by diet, nutrition, looking at your own life, having regular checkups, whether it's eye or general health, knowing what your blood type is, your blood values, keeping track of your medical records. But just think of the poor mayfly who only lives for one day, or the male praying mantis that after mating has had it. We have that option to do something about it and live long, productive lives and be medical detectives. And that's one of the reasons our show and other RadioMD.com shows share with you information to stimulate you. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com or my book, The Eye Care Revolution. Thank you for listening. Stay well.